Dale Dixon is back, y'all. He's
At it
a.
again.
There you go. He's a regular. He's the first regular guest. He needs no more introductions because that would be redundant and necessary. So Dale, do what you do. Say what you say. Be you, homie.
Hey, my name is Dale Dixon. You know what I'm saying? The number of my man, Antonio. So how you guys doing? How you doing?
Well, Dale, just speak your mind as usual. You know the drill.
We're going to talk from our previous conversation. So this is part two of the conversation that we're going to be having with about Vernon McCoy and Baby Davis Jr.
Yeah.
And this is our part two of it. That we're going to be talking about. And so, and in fact, if you want to, you know, follow Vernon McCoy and Billy Davis Jr., you can by going to their fan page, which is We Love Vernon McCoy. We love Vernon McCoy and Baby. We love Vernon McCoy and Billy. That's their page. And if you are mad enough, go to another page of theirs called Vernon McCoy and Billy Davis Jr. So that's their two pages that you can go to on Instagram. And, you know, I had a lovely message from them that really surprised the heck out of me. I'm not saying this in any other rudeness way that I have said, but this is what the previous that they sent me. They also, you know, sent me a note saying that they will contact their team to do an interview with them. So we're gonna wait for that for now. So when that day comes, I can read it to you. Hello, I saw your message about interviewing Vernon McCoy and Billy Davis Jr. This is a fan page, therefore I don't handle their scheduling or interviews. Do you have a YouTube channel? I don't. Or do you have a podcast? I do. And it's with you. So I said, me and Antonio have a podcast on Thursday. That's how I responded.
Oh, and you can also tell them my YouTube channel. We can use that too, because I have one. Tonio Time Daily is the same name as that one. So if you want to run that by them, if you want to.
Yeah, 20 times daily, right?
Tonio Time Daily, same name as the podcast.
Right. You know, this is what we're going to tell the people. So if we do that, then we're on our way.
I am proud of you, Dale. I love your initiative, your risk taking.
Thank you so much.
Always welcome,
Thank you very much.
Always welcome.
Thank you so much.
That's an inspiration to me.
And you know what? I just told my friend Don
Cummins.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that's inspiration to me to appreciate someone so highly influential as them to reach out to whoever can possibly reach out to them. Kudos to you. Now you can go ahead.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I was about to say, so you go ahead.
Oh,
But
okay.
no, I pick it back. I pick it back. I told Darnell Drummond that we have a podcast, so I told him that.
Okay. His response.
His response was cool. He'll join in next Thursday and listen to us.
Nice. Nice. And Dale, thank you for helping me promote the podcast because
Know what?
I'll let you go. I know you got a lot to get out. Go
You ain't got to, thank me for this. This is something that I love to do. And if I'm giving it back to you, then there's no need for me to thank you. There's no need for you to thank me. I mean, I'm just here as your best friend and everything. So I did it with love. I didn't do it out of my own comfort zone or whatever. I just did it out of love for you. So that's why I did it the way that I did it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was saying thank you earlier because, my humbleness just took over. But, I appreciate what you're saying. And we all know I appreciate you. And I've been doing guest appearances on people's podcasts. I've been figuring out the best way to go about the YouTube channel. I've been figuring out how to go about episode descriptions and what ways I can properly and more importantly, genuinely attract listener attention, because what we talk of this podcast, I'm gonna say it again, is it's the Outcasts podcast. If you haven't gone through anything, you're not gonna be able to fall in love with what we're saying and the love that we're giving out through these episodes. This podcast is for people who've been knocked down by life, kicked around by the world. And so
Boom.
if you experience that, this is your safe space. Through technology, you can have a safe space, and that's what we're providing. So my brother Dale and I, we know what it's like to have life not be nice to us, but we've been nice to life despite all that. I mean, Dale has Williams syndrome, but he's a masterful musician, an expert singer. He's one of the greatest best friends you could ever have. The way he treats women, I mean, I've seen this man, Dale, my bro, hold women's arms, whether he knew them or not, while helping them
Talk up,
across the street.
talk that talk, G. Talk
Yeah,
that talk, G. Talk
right.
that talk, G. Talk that talk.
Word
Talk that
up.
talk.
I've seen him hold women's locking arms with them, whether he knew or not, he didn't care. He believes in chivalry. That's what he knows. Gentleman, and it's not to tell her to do that. He just does it because that's who he is at his core. And any ladies listening, I know that y'all are wondering, are there any solid men out here? I'm talking to one. His name is Dale Dixon. I don't call him on Dale because he don't like that. But I call him Dale Dixon. He is a solid man. He'll be a fantastic husband for y'all. He'll be
Darn right.
a he's just wonderful all around.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You gotta know it.
Yeah. And also, what makes Dale and I so awesome, we've made a deal. It was early March to never go a day without contacting each other. Now, Dale and I, we have our own lives, but if we can't verbally talk to each other, we let texting talk for us. We do that with each other. And
Yes, sir.
Right, because you know
Yes, sir.
they're
Yes, sir.
right.
You better tell it like it is, brother. I'm telling you. You better tell
Right.
it like it is, bro.
Because I don't mind sharing this to the world because the world needs to know how kind Dale is. I was on the verge of removing the podcast, Tony Time Daily. You know who was one of the influential people who said that's not going to happen? This guy, this man right here. He helped save the podcast. It was him and my best friend from college. Dale was one of the people saying, speak your truth. What are you doing hiding your truth? Your truth blesses people. People need to know your viewpoints because so many people have them too. Don't
Now,
rob,
preach.
yeah, don't rob people of your spectacular vision. Don't do that at all. He said, no, don't worry about your podcast being edgy, your podcast going there, being controversial. He said, it needs to be that way because your perspectives refresh folks. He said those words to me, and he's a
Those are the exact words that I said, but to be absolutely clear.
I mean, you know, that's how I interpret it, man. That's what
Yeah, to
I'm
be absolutely clear, you know that this broadcast was needed in the first place. So I thank you for allowing me to be on. Now let's talk about Brother Coon and Billy Davis Jr. Let's get it on.
Oh, real quick. I was telling the audience how I was interpreting what you said. And before we even get to that, I just want to say that Dale and I also have worked through things in our brotherhood, such as we communicate 100% effectively now versus the past, and we now have full understanding of each other's boundaries. We know what triggers each other, what we're sensitive to or sensible to. I know I say those words a lot, but those words need to be said a lot because we have to be caring and gentle. Now that I've said everything I needed to say on my end, now we can get to the crux of the episode. So you can go ahead, Dale, and bless the audience some more.
Yeah, man, we want to talk about was Billy Davis Jr. and Merlin McCoo. So this is part two of it. Let's see. I grabbed some lyrics that they did that was very inspiring to me, you know. And the song went a little bit something like this. This is a lyric that they put out. Or a song that they put out called I Hope We Get to Love in Time, which they did on the Dolly Parton show. Shout out to Dolly Parton who got vaccinated. But anyway, I just put out the lyrics to it and it just blew my mind away, you know? And it goes like this: I hope we get to love in time. 'Cause I gotta make you mine before I lose you. I couldn't stand the pain. The road to love has tragedy. Some hearts don't get to be. They end up tears in someone's eyes. How often you cry, and if could happen to us if we're not strong. So why don't we hurry to love before it's gone? I hope we get to love in time because I gotta make you mine before I lose you. I couldn't stand the pain. I hope if all in love with me, because it would be a tragedy if I should lose you. I couldn't stand the pain. The gates are open. We're so close. Love is almost ours to hold, to go. A few more steps and we'll be there if you care. We'll make it together. It's easier that way. We're all too falling deeper. Love will soon be ours to stay. And it's the same chorus at the same time. Mm. Like, I hope you fall. I hope you're still. I hope we get to love and time. Cause I gotta make you mine. Before I lose you, I wouldn't send a pen, and I hope it falls in love with me, cause it will be a tragedy. If I should lose you, I wouldn't stand the pain. That's my favorite song out of all the Billy Davis Jr. song that I've listened to thus far. Is that that song, you know? I hope we get to love in time. Cause I got to make you mine. And if I lose you, I wouldn't stand the pain. I hope you fall in love with me. Cause it will be a tragedy. If I should lose you, I wouldn't stand the pain. That's my favorite.
Mm. I was just thinking he had more to sing. I was just enjoying his singing. I'm just letting this be your tone, man.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's the song that really, really did it for me, you know? It was in 1970, I think. I think they did that song on the record, I think. But I'm not 100% sure when they did it. But they did a lot of interviews with different people, such as CBS This Morning, the Wise Radio, all the other interviews that they've been to. Why don't you check them out, you know? And see what they're about. They can be your friend, your uncle, your best one, your best friend or something like that. You know, make sure that you really listen to them. That's really showing how appreciative you really are.
I'm speechless, Dale. And I'm always amazed by you nonstop. I'm just letting this be your time.
Yeah, but the more you listen to them, the more better it gets.
Is there any more songs you can sing from them?
You don't have to be a star to be in my show, my show. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. I mean, that's the only song that I know from them. But when they was in the fifth dimension, My Beautiful Balloon, You Gotta Go Where You Wanna Go, Paper Cup or whatever that is. There's different songs that you gotta listen to. That will really make you feel that you're a fan of them. You know what I mean?
I this is what I had to sing is I'm so proud of the world being blessed by your talent. And I'm glad that this is our platform where you get to shine too. I eat, you eat.
Yep, we go together, you go together.
That's right. Reminds me of that song. I want all my people around me, everybody eating good, everybody living good, and everybody chilling.
Yeah.
And that song comes from Kindred, the Family Soul.
Yeah, but we could talk about them another time.
Oh, no, I'm not. Just gonna sing the song. We want the audience to know
Yeah.
another lyric that they said that I just remembered. I want for my brother, I want for myself. That's it. I was just describing Dale and I how we go. That's it. Go ahead, Dale. Keep being you.
Yeah, but you should really, really listen to it. I mean, it will change your world. You hear me?
I hear you, man. I'm making this your show right now.
Actually, it's our show too, you know.
Yeah,
We can agree on
I'm
that.
just having you shine. And if
Yeah,
you want to
but
keep singing and keep sharing your
that
wisdom,
song, you know, that song
go
on
ahead.
the answer, that was from Billy Davis Jr. and Emmylou Mccou. Then you had to go from that song to Marry Me Bill, which is a wedding song, the wedding song blues. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
I'm just, whenever I guess, I make sure that.
You know, that's what I gotta say at this point because there's not no many, you know, other songs that they did. I mean, that there's not enough songs for me to mention. It's
Oh,
just
okay.
that
Yeah, I
their
was.
songs are beautiful. This is only part two. We got part three to do.
Right. I wanted to get this out. I always have my audience be who they are, and they get plenty amount of time to say things because I always get plenty of time to say things every day. But when my guests come on, I make it less about me, much more about them because hospitality. But okay, what else can we talk about, Dale? Just we're kind of free flowing right now, but that's how we usually do anyway.
Yeah,
So.
there's nothing left for me to talk about or nothing less because we cover it all.
Well, you know, actually, I do have something. It came to me naturally. I just want to say, Dale's family is my family,
Yes, it is.
and Dale, I'm getting the vaccine next week.
Cool.
Yep, April 8th, around lunchtime, getting the vaccine, Moderna, my very first one. I was able to get the notification today. Dale is already fully vaccinated, so I'm gonna be a part of the fully vaccinated club. You know, I get my two doses. He already has his. Yeah, I'm doing this for health reasons. And another thing, Dale, is that I think it's really awesome that we even started this idea because you were on the phone and you said, "Hey, I'm paraphrasing. I know it's not the exact words, but basically we came to the agreement that this is what we should do every week." And I decided, yes, we should do this every week. Well, we decided together, but you understand. And we've been committed to it ever since. If there are ways that you can bless a loved one, how many times y'all can bless each other in very special ways, do it. The way Dale and I are doing it, it's a joint podcast Thursday. And there's other ways you can bless each other, but we have plenty of downtime, and so it's our downtime to bless you all with our brotherhood, our brotherly relationship. And yeah, if we don't have anything else, then we good to go.
Yeah, man, but tune in on, I do have something before we leave.
All right, now.
In every Thursday at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock or 9:30, or we can push it to every Thursday, and we're probably going to do it on a Friday. So whenever
time allots us.
Yeah, and you know, probably do it on a Monday when I'm not busy. Probably like four to five or something like that, or you know. Staying at like 9 or whatever, you know, do this every day. So that way we can get, you know, billing in viewers. Check out the YouTube channel. I might be having a YouTube channel real soon. I don't know when, but
okay.
God willing, I will have one. But, and, you know, keep supporting Antonio and his podcast. So that's it.
And all I'm going to say is
Namaste, everybody.
The brotherhood is all good. All right.
Yeah, you're
right. All right, man. Take care. I'm just going to be all right.